She's mighty, mighty. Just written it all, hang out. She's a friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fitbit Pod. It has been a while. You're thinking, what? How has this appeared in my downloads? But yes, this is a Fitbit episode.
Is it?
Yes, it is. My name is Ben Lomas, and with me, as always, is Dual Just Singer.
Hello. I don't know what that hello was. It was almost like the Wicked Witch of the West. So yeah, this is episode 249.5. Which is, how do we get into it? So, hi, everybody. Sorry about the delay, first of all.
I think people are going, fuck your delay. Where the fuck have you been?
Well, I'm scared of the opposite. I actually think people didn't even notice.
No, people have noticed.
Have they? No one's fucking noticed on my end.
Well, a lot of people have come up to me going, when is the pod coming out?
I was like, right.
And I've had mixed answers.
Is that, who was that? Was that me?
There's a lot of lovely people.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad. It's always nice to be missed. But, you know, we can't go into the details. But basically, there's been some family health issue stuff. There's been some loved one health issue stuff.
Travel.
I'm in Sri Lanka. We have work. And work, obviously, is always the thing. But we usually find ways around work. When the personal life starts to take its toll, as you yawn within a minute and 23 seconds of this episode.
I'm flown back in from Sydney.
Yeah, so for those, again, for context of like how much of a squeeze it is, Ben's literally flown from Sydney after eight days?
8 days.
And then you went straight to do warm-up. At Channel 10, and then you've come here. So you've actually not even seen your family yet.
Not yet. That's how much I love the pod.
Yeah, you prioritize this pod because I go away again tomorrow. I'm not back till August, essentially. Look, all that to say, apologies for the delay.
Yes.
But I think it then brings us back nicely to an announcement.
An announcement, yes.
So good and bad, I guess. Let's start with the bad.
The bad.
Oh, we're not going to say bad. It's just sad.
It is a bit sad.
I'm very sad.
So for context, Dill came up to me. It was a couple of months ago, I reckon. Probably.
It was a while ago when just before I think I was having a close to a mental breakdown in Brisbane.
And said, hey.
Well, sorry, I don't want to sound flippant when I say mental breakdown. That's a bit insensitive to people who actually do have it. But let's just say I saw the warning signs of one ahead of me. This was prior to my trip to Sri Lanka and all those things. Totally. It was just like, I was, you know, it was very thinly spread, to say the least, between filming and stand-up and touring and all those things. And also personal life stuff. But yeah, I called you.
And you said, I need a break. I need a break from the pod. And I was like, no. What do you do? You can't have a break from the pod. It's like death to a pod. And I pushed back a bit. But then I could see that my friend needed a break. And so I was like, yep, okay, let's do this. We didn't know when the break was going to be. We put in definite time. We were going to record an episode to let people know that we were going to have a break. We didn't do that. And so, yeah, and then you went to Sri Lanka and you had some time to think. I think we spoke over the phone. I said,
well, yeah, I had to, because that was more of a chat to see how things were happening, because there was some
personal
stuff that we both were going through.
So, and then I said, don't leave me. Don't end the pod. And you went, oh, okay, well, that sounds desperate. And I was like, and then, you know, somebody said, look, whatever, a break's a break, you need the break. And then we caught up, I think we were both in the same city at the same time. And then, look, after much discussion, don't need to know the minutiae of it all, but we felt like leading up to the 250th episode, we unfortunately, sadly, it is not an easy decision to make. And
rip the bandaid off. No, I'm telling you, this is painful for me to listen to.
It took me a lot of thinking, and I was going to fight it a bit more, and then I didn't want to fight for something that, you know, it looks like we're slowly going to, we're going to end the podcast. And I know for so many listeners, because you've spoken to me in the last couple of months, a lot of warm-ups and a lot at comedy gigs, that you were wondering whether the pod was even still going. And I didn't have a straight answer. I didn't give one person a straight answer. I think at one stage I said that you were on a movie or something. I couldn't even think of a fucking excuse.
Someone thought I was on Taskmaster, which I'm not.
So, and so then, yeah, so then we caught up at a place near my place. And, yeah, it was not easy. Not easy to come to a decision that... we want to end it. It's been a big part of our lives. It's been a big part of your lives. That's especially one listener. I guess I didn't ask your permission to use your name, but you said, oh, I've just really missed hearing you two on Saturday mornings. It's my time when I have time to myself and I go for a walk. And he goes, I've been listening to other couple podcasts, but I have missed the weekly 45-minute catch-up with you guys.
The weekly with Charlie Pickering.
Yeah, but it hurt. Like, it hurt because I had no reason to, like, and so that's why it's kind of nice to do this pod, to let people know not only are we going to finish on a big milestone of 250 episodes. That's why this is 249.5.
Yeah. So basically, look, it's from my perspective, yeah, like, it's very hard for me to realize that I, you know, for my own health, you know, the whole podcast is about well-being, and I could see how it was going to become challenging the more we keep going in terms of trying to keep it up at the pace we were going in terms of a weekly episode. And I was trying to think of alternatives, whether we do it like monthly and blah blah blah, but I thought, you know, for me, I think a clean break is probably the healthiest decision. Especially because I think I said to you, Ben, as well, like I like that we are leaving on our terms. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want it to get to a point where it's some, you know, a work thing that kind of basically forced us to not do it, or a fallout. Like, I didn't want that to happen
Know
what I mean? Like, between, like, for us, it became, the stresses were starting to compound. And then I was just looking ahead in terms of the travel that we have planned for the next few months, between me going away till August, you and your family, you're doing a big trip to Europe.
Yep.
And all of those things. I was like, you know what? The more I thought about it, the more I thought about not having to prioritize that, the more I started to breathe easier. And for me, that was the clear indication that, and I'm just really trying to make sure that anything that's starting to impact my well-being, like, to an extent that I'm not comfortable with, then I'm less like, I think I need to be true to that, you know, because it just became very, very challenging for me.
And a lot of you are probably yelling
at me
going, but just have a break. And I get that. And I get where you're coming from, but this is the decision that we've come together with, and I know which listeners are, I know which groups of people that you are, like, just have a break because we'll be here, and we know you've been there because you've been there the whole time. Like, I've seen the numbers, I've seen the subscribers, like, none of you leave, like, it's amazing. And we feel very, very honored that you've stayed the whole time, even then we've had it, because a lot of people just drop listeners. Like, I'll be surprised when this comes out that our downloads will go up again, which shows that you care about the pod. And so, but that's the decision that we've come up with. And, you know, and it wasn't easy. Like, I think, you know, I was quite upset. But, you know, there's no point in doing it if it's then just going to negatively impact your life. Like, I think...
Yeah, especially because this has always been such a passion project, right? It has never been something that... we did because we had to. It was always something because we wanted to.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to leave that. I want to feel that even at the end, that I wanted to keep going. You know what I mean? I don't want to get to that point where I feel like I'm completely over it. Do you know what I mean?
Whereas now
the fact that I'm sad about it, to me, is a good signal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it means that there is, we're going out on somewhat of a high, I guess.
I think that is. But for the listeners, it's a relatively rude shock. But then again, because we haven't been putting out episodes, it also probably shouldn't be a surprise either. And as one woman said to me, she said, "Oh, does that mean you're coming back with brand new podcasts?" No, we're not. Like, we're actually slightly just putting this to bed because it's been an amazing journey. We've gone up and down. You know, we went through COVID. Like, we've gone through a lot through this pod. And that's the thing, like, making the decision, it wasn't easy. And it was back and forth. Like, I was very upset when I was like, just the break. You can imagine, like, it was just a break. And I was just like, ah, no. Why are you breaking up with me, Dil? And then I just think, but you know, you're great at knowing how you feel and when you feel, and that is also part of the pod. Like, you know, like you got to know when is a good time to ending it, but just, you know, putting it to bed. But yeah, it's not making this announcement's not fun.
Like, no, not
like,
at all.
It's like,
well, in fact, I feel like you and I both procrastinated on the announcement because we're both, you know, find it painful to get it out there, because once we get it out there, it's official and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah,
fuck,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Even then, to doing this now, I was like, we're just on a break.
Huh?
That's what it felt like. Even then, recording this podcast now, I knew that we were ending it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I gotcha.
But
yeah.
I didn't want to end it.
Yeah. I just, you know, it is nice to know that we have people who care about it as much as, you know, the listeners do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's something that it really means a lot. And I think this pod in particular, because of the impact it has had in terms of positivity on our personal lives or our real lives, it's like it has that other level of of joy to it. Do you know what I mean? Or pride to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of the pod as a, you know, comedian, sure.
Yes,
but I'm really proud of it as a thing of what it has meant to me personally, as well as for our friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we were pretty good mates before, but I think we became way closer mates off the back of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I think hurts, is because for a lot of people, they feel like they know us.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people that we haven't met.
Yeah.
And you know, and even the people who know me, who listen to this pod, you know, like, a big shout out to my cousin Mark, who, he was one of the first listeners who actually found out that we weren't doing it. And he was like, what? You're joking. Like,
I haven't told anyone, by the way.
Like, I just told because we chat a bit, and, you know, and for, you know, like, it's kind of the pod. It's, you know, I mean, cousin Mark will maybe agree or disagree with me, but it's just like, you know, just doing the pod also a way connected me with my cousin Mark, and we speak more regularly than we ever have before.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if that would have happened. Maybe it would have without the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just, and I think so many of you who have messaged us over the years, and you know, from the start, and there's some of you who have listened from day one and have never stopped listening. And I just hope you can hear it, that it is, it just is not easy. Like,
no.
It really isn't. And also, like, we know that you've listened. We know you're dedicated. Some of you guys are even Patreons.
So can I add, just before you get to the Patreon, I just want to add as well, there have been some people who have messaged me who've discovered the pod in, say, the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And they're doing the catch up from ep one to, you know, they've messaged me going, oh, I'm up to the COVID era. It's so compelling, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that, it's nice to know that there is this, there was still, you know, it might have been one person that, as far as I know, but it's nice to know that there's potentially people still discovering it and enjoying that journey of it all, you know?
Justin, we've had friends who look at our numbers and go, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you ending it? Like genuine, yeah, and that's purely from an analytical point of view. But for us, it's always been more the personal point of view, and that, you know, whether you've come to our stand-up shows or you came to everyone to that live show that we did in the Comedy Festival, which feels like so long ago, it's already sad. It's already been hard not being in your ears whenever you listen to this, and some of you listen to it on, you know, like, again, it's like, you know, there's the one guy who listens to this when he rides his trail rides. I don't know what your name is. You approached me once on the street with my kids, and they were like, who the fuck's that? Right? But you just, you know, that thing, knowing that, you know, we've been able to put a face to the listeners, has been really, really nice. That's why it's even harder to say, hey, you know, we thought we'd finish on the big milestone.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It was like looking at the numbers, it was just, in terms of the episode numbers, 250 felt like a nice rounded number to end on, because that's almost like 5 years approximately. So, like, you know, 50 eps per year, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's such a point of pride that we've been able to do it for that long.
You know what one figure kills me? So close to 1 million downloads.
Really?
Yeah.
As in aggregate?
Like the whole, over the whole year, it'll be nearly 1 million downloads.
Yeah, yeah. The as in over the last...
Since we started till now, it's so close.
Okay, maybe how short are we? Maybe we can ask our listeners just to tell
everyone. Won't tell everyone just to...
Just to listen to the first episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. All right, so that's the sad part of things.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the more positive and positive elements of this, which is the 250th.
Yes, so we've just...
So very much to celebrate the journey that we've been, and there's that word we use a lot, the journey.
The journey.
The journey that we've been on. To celebrate it, we have decided to do a live episode for the 250th.
Yes.
And we're very excited to announce the details, which I'm pulling up right now. It is going to be on Saturday, the 16th of September, in Melbourne, which is our hometown. Apologies to our listeners around the country and the occasional ones around the world. Thank you to our one England listener, I think.
No, we've got 40.
We got 40? Really?
40 English listeners. I'd like to say that we apologize to the one person in Saudi Arabia.
Why are you apologizing?
Well, because they can't make it.
Ah, okay. Well, don't assume. There might be a, like... You know, I don't want to stereotype Saudis, but they might have like an oil well that they'd be able to...
Totally.
Like,
but I remember like each country that has is like, you know, we have like maybe like a couple hundred in Canada. We have quite a few in America.
Yeah.
But I was always just looking, and there's only... Every country has like, you know, from, you know, hundreds to thousands. But then there was just one person in Saudi Arabia who listens. So I've always been fascinated who that is. But
yeah,
come to the live show.
We need the diversity. yeah, so it is the 16th of September, Saturday, in Melbourne at our favorite venue, the Comics Lounge in North Melbourne.
400 seat venue.
Yeah. Which is more than a lot bigger than what we normally would expect for a live show.
Because even if we filled it out with 400, trust me, we'll be walking on the stage going, we have made the wrong decision. We have made the wrong decision.
No, I don't want to make that seem like a manipulation. Don't feel obligated to come to make sure the podcast goes on. No, no, no.
We want you, like I said before, and that's why I was being so heartfelt, is that we want to celebrate it.
Yes, and absolutely. That's what it is. I just want it to be a thing of us, you know, maybe go spend some time to talk about, you know, really think through as to what we want to say to our listeners as a goodbye.
Totally. And it'll be fun.
So can I just get the admin details out? Sorry, I just want to make sure. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, totally. So, 16th of September, Saturday, 6:30 at the Comics Lounge in North Melbourne, 26 Errol Street. You can Google that.
Yes.
But tickets. Tickets are for a general pricing. We've decided to go with... $10.
$10.
That's just to cover a bit of cost here and there that we have.
Totally.
And Patreon listeners, for free.
For free.
So we just want to say thank you for sticking with us, Patreon listeners.
Absolutely. Because you've kept the pod going as well.
We will have a list, obviously, of your Patreon supporter.
Yes, totally.
And then on the day, you just come in, tick your name on the list, go in, get a drink at least, support the venue. don't, you know.
Just get a cup of water.
But from us, we don't need anything more from you other than your, you know, your presence.
Yeah, totally.
So we just really do appreciate the support we've had from Patreon. But yeah, and $10, which is very woefully cheap. But the point is that this is meant to be not a money making exercise for us. This is just something we want to say thank you, and we just want to, you know, make sure we cover a few of our costs along the way. But yes, please do come. The details of the show will be on our social medias.
Yes,
that Instagram account that we're so active that we have
at Fitbit Pod.
Or Ben Lomas Comic or Dilruk J.
We'll have both links on our separate Instagram page.
Both links? Both links to what?
No, we'll have a link to the show.
We both have links on the show. Of course, for sure. But please it'd be an absolute joy to see you guys there. Most likely, we haven't confirmed this, but most likely you and I will do some stand-up that night at the lounge.
Yeah, so I think, if anything, and we'll judge it, but I think, you know, they can stick around for the show afterwards. Like, there's a stand-up show afterwards.
Oh, shit, I'm pretty sure Dan said that.
Yeah,
that
he's happy to not only do you see the live Fitbit pod, and I reckon we'll have some guests, I reckon. What do you reckon? Should we have some guests?
Great planning. This is all amazing. We haven't decided yet. Because there's a part of me that's a little bit like, I love that, you know, it's you and me. You know what I mean? Because when we have a guest, it becomes about, you know, the guests stuff. Whereas this definitely feels like you and me and the listeners. You know what I mean?
So
there's a part of me that, as much as I like the idea of celebrating with guests, maybe we'll have some friends of the show, like repeat people like Cody and Daslo and Joe, who have been
and
on.
And they might stick around for the stand-up show. We might have, you know, maybe the stand-up show, because we're both performing afterwards, that we can maybe get some friends of the show to come do stand-up afterwards as well.
Do you own the Comics Lounge now, do you? You're just booking the lineup. It's just literally willy-nilly.
Right now.
Look, obviously those details, classic Fitbit style, we haven't figured it out. We've got the main details out, which is the fact that it's Saturday 16th September 6:30, $10 tickets, but if you're Patreon, free.
Yes.
Doors from 6 o'clock, but yeah, come and support the venue, get lots of drinks. Let's, you know, I know we you and I are both sober, but now, in terms of activities for the pod, like, I this is something, you feel free to jump in when you need to, but for me, I'd like to use that as a opportunity to keep me accountable, because I want to kind of come full circle with the pod, you know what I mean? Where we started with the pod, about being honest about where we're at. So I want to tell a quick story. So in 2017, I did a TV show called Cram with Pete Hellier. And Logie Award winning show, you know,
It's weird it didn't come back for a second season.
Oh my God, it's heartbreaking. Because, I think that happens when you don't rate well. And so,
or you don't have a large sponsor. It's one of the two.
Is it? I don't know, whatever. Look, let's not get, my point being, on Cram, I got, you know, 10 different suit jackets for the show. And at the end of the show, they were like, hey, you can keep it. That's probably why they couldn't afford a second season, because I took the jackets home. Anyway, I had these awesome one-time worn-only jackets. And I, was excited about having these new jackets. However, thanks to the pod, a few months later, I lost a lot of weight and couldn't fit in these jackets anymore.
That's right.
And since then, I've been meaning to give the jackets to a friend of the show, Bev Killick, who is a gun at Marketplace and eBay. And she's just a whiz. So I said, hey, can you help me sell these? And she's like, absolutely. And that was 2018. I finally gave her the jackets yesterday, last night, at a gig after, 5 years later? Exactly, the time of the pod. 5 years later, I gave it to her. Now, here's the sad part. When I was putting it together for her to in a box to take to her, I decided to try one on. Ben, it fit great. It fits so well that I was like, oh no, this is meant to be the goodbye to the fat guy. A shout out to Manny, whose Instagram handle used to be that, who has changed it now, because good on him. It was meant to be my sort of saying bye to these clothes, because now I'm at a new level.
Totally.
And so it was genuinely like, I felt like I was on the verge of tears. And it's so it's so incredible how powerful that feeling is, of feeling like you're somehow, you know, not doing well just because, you know, your clothes aren't as, you know, fit as well as they used to, right?
Totally.
It doesn't tell the story of all the shit that I've been going through. It doesn't tell any of that. But in isolation, in that moment, the wiring that I have is to feel like I'm failing. So I did get that moment of going, oh no, maybe I shouldn't give it, because these are good jackets. They're fucking great jackets. And they fit me so nicely. because here's the thing. When I did have them, they weren't buttoning up. They still sat well. Whereas now they button up nicely, because I'm not as heavy as I was. Anyway, the point being, there was a little melancholy for me to feel like, you know, ending the pod almost square one in a way.
I will be.
Well, hang on. So my thing is, I jumped on the scales last morning, and I came in at 106.5. So not only just clocked, or like, remember there was a time I was hovering at 98, 99 for a long time, and I pushed it away, and then I finally tipped over. I think, I can't remember, listeners can tell, they can figure out, but I think I tipped over middle of last year or end of last year. Either way, my hope of trying to bring it back down under 100 has been just slowly withering away, and now I'm at 106. So I thought, okay, 106.5. So to keep me accountable, we've got roughly about 11 weeks or so before that. I'd like to set out that goal to try and get back under 100 by the 16th of September 2023.
Well, that's a pretty good goal. I'd like to let the listeners know that I won't be under 100. I would love to get under 110. That would be amazing. I don't think that'll happen either.
Right.
I reckon 100. I reckon I might get under 120. I'd like to think I get under 120.
Okay. So, okay, cool. So, do you want to do a weigh-in at the live episode? Or you just want me to do it?
I don't know.
Do you want me to just do a weigh-in?
If you do it, I got to do it.
You don't have to.
Well, I have to.
No, you don't.
I think to the listeners, I'll do a poll, listeners. Check out our webpage.
Well, our website. Our you can't website. Even say, you said webpage. Like a fucking boomer.
Like, you know, like, you imagine after all these years, like, fuck, they had a website?
Fuck, I think we had a Facebook, didn't we?
We did have a Facebook page.
We had a Facebook page. I can't even remember.
We had an email address.
We did too.
We had an email address, which I think we checked twice.
My God, let's actually, I mean, okay, look, we'll have a look at the emails. Thanks for the emails, everyone. Appreciate it. We read it. Look, the only one that kept active towards the end was
The Instagram page,
right. And occasionally it's weird, because I don't have a Twitter, personal Twitter anymore,
yeah.
If someone's tagging me for like a show, they sometimes tag Fitbit Pod.
That's right.
And I'm just
right.
Like, weird. Anyway, but where was I? Yeah, so look, I genuinely mean this, you don't have to do the weigh-in. If you don't want to, I will do what I can do instead then is I'll weigh in the morning and then be honest with the listeners.
Nah, we'll bring a scale up there. It doesn't really matter. It's the last episode. It's gonna end it.
yeah. Listen, I genuinely am happy to just jump on the scales in the morning and just tell the listeners what it is. If you want to,
no. Let's bring the scales.
It'll be old school. Do you want to bring the fucking Fitbit scales that used to?
I still have them.
Oh, they caused so much drama. Remember that?
So much drama. That was fun
until we finally invested in a $10
one.
That did so much better. Where is that? Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Yeah. Right. Well, fuck. Who gets to keep it after the end?
I think it. Yeah, I don't have it. I think it's in tune with my partner's Fitbit. Yeah,
what, the old one? No, I'm talking about, I'm talking about the one we bought for the pod. Remember?
I think we still have that one.
We kept it at the Stupid Old Studios.
Oh, no, that's gone.
Yeah. we'll bring a scale and we'll figure out fun other stuff to do. So yeah, it'll be about an hour.
I think so, because I'm going to really push it, but I think we'd really love for you to be there.
Shall we do questions?
Yeah.
We'll have a box with some questions or something.
Absolutely.
And we'll read those questions out.
Yeah, we'd love it. So we actually will look at the messages on the Instagram page. But ask questions. I think that's the best.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Especially those of you who can't join the live pod. Yeah. Let's send an email. Send an email to fitbitpod@gmail.com. Do you know the password? I can't remember.
I think it's...
You know it?
I can't remember.
Okay. All right, we'll figure that shit out. Look, get in touch with us if you can, and we'll...
And we'll do a couple of other things. We haven't really worked out what it is. It'll be us talking. I think we'll definitely do a weigh-in, regardless of what it is. Like, I think it's just part of it. And then we'll find things to remiss. But if there's anything you guys want us to touch on, let us know. Because the pod will go for an hour. It'll be live. We'd love to see you there, but this is the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go out on a bang, and we'd love to see you there in the room.
Yeah.
It won't be like a town hall meeting. There won't be a microphone.
That won't be a roving mic. No.
But if you could message us, then we can read it out, and you can put your name to the message as well.
Yeah, if you want, you can stay anonymous or whatever, so, that's fine. I mean, look, there's a chance that there's only going to be five people in the crowd, so we can just have a little
kumbaya. But it's really funny because
kumbaya.
Even if it was just five people, I don't think it would bother either of us.
We have a whole bunch of... I'm just looking at the email right now, and it's just mainly Zoom. People say, you know, it's just whenever I've set up a Zoom meeting, that seems to be... Let's say there's a Twitter from 2021. Abigail has said hi. That, thank you, Abigail, from that... That email is from November 15, 2020. Thank you, Abigail. I'll read that at some point. Hang on. Ben Sheffield has sent an email on January 24, 2021. A cheap and easy plunge pool. Oh, my God. That's, okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's a nice one. All right. So thank you for that, Ben.
Because we haven't been great on the socials. Yeah. It's not like... And some could say we could have been more engaging because, the pod could have even got bigger. But we did it. And that's why the people who've stuck by us know us that, if there is 10 people there, we know that all 10 of you are massive listeners. And that would make us just chuffed.
Look, it's a celebration. It's a sad goodbye, but it's still a, it'll be a bit of a party.
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to break our sobriety. We're going to get drunk. We're going to... No, we won't.
Absolutely blind. Beer bongs on stage.
Imagine if that's how it wraps up. You and I, okay, like both back to our same weights, alcoholic. And maybe let's throw in drugs as well.
Drugs, heroin addiction. No.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, I want it to be a celebration, and it's a very, it's a painful thing to come to terms with, but it'll mean a lot to us if we can, we can see you there and say goodbye with love.
And just remind you, we're going to do the live podcast and then you can stick around for the stand-up show. Yes. We're going to be there till the end as well. You can come say hi, you can do all that jazz.
Yeah, there's got to be a good gap between the time the show finishes and the...
And then we're both going to do stand-up.
Fun times, folks. So the details will be on our Instagram links.
It'll be on Tribooking.
It'll be on Tribooking. Please, looking forward to seeing you all there.
And also, if you can't, please book in advance. We just know how many people are coming.
Yeah, that'd be really so important. Nice. So nice if you can, because we would be otherwise, it'll be quite a sad day if we suddenly, make this announcement.
Yeah.
And then no one comes.
Because if you book in advance, we can get excited. And then
it's just the sound guy and you and me.
Yeah.
At 6:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah, if we can get at least, 50, 100 pre-bookings, hopefully we can really start getting excited about it. But if there is five people, Dill will be doing a hot dog competition. binging. Going,
We gotta have Cocoa Pops on the last one.
We will definitely have Cocoa Pops.
Let's have some Cocoa Pops on the last one.
Yeah.
Do we have a budget to give everyone who comes in Cocoa Pops?
Those little buggers.
You know what it is? I just realized licensing issue. We can't just fucking. Because it's a venue that's got red food. They've obviously got,
It's promo. Hey, Kellogg's, if you want to sponsor.
Yeti. Fuck. Yeti. Does anyone know who works for Australia's Yeti? Can you get them on the pod? Imagine if you get a sponsor for the final ep.
Well, I might be doing their Christmas function.
Yes!
So,
that's huge. I mean, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
But that's awesome, finally. After all the business we've given them.
Exactly.
Who's the other one we've given good business to? Saunas, obviously.
The Saunas, yeah.
Definitely Gammy Chicken. Got a lot
got
of
love, yeah.
Yeah. Any actual fitness
Jabra's.
Things? Jabra's got a good sponsor. What do we actually promote anything for fitness? I suppose as well.
Yeah, I wanted to get a Swift. You remember those that throughout lockdown? I wanted to get that Swift cycling one, so you can go cycling inside.
I mean more like what have we talked about so much that's gotten business that we didn't actually get paid for. You know what I mean?
Pretty much everything. Like every time we promoted something, we never got paid for it.
I know, but I'm saying I feel like Yeti, Saunas, and Gammy.
Yeti's got a loss.
Yeah. All right, look, folks, thank you again.
Yes.
This the big thank yous will come on for the final ep, the
250th. Shoot us a question, shoot us a message. It is And again, I know we sound celebratory, but we're excited about the live show, but it doesn't diminish that it is not a fun announcement to make. But we're very, very, very excited to celebrate the live show. And again, we would love you there. It's been one hell of a journey. And we know for many of you, you've been listening to, from day one. And it's not lost on how important that was, because the pub wouldn't have survived without you.
100% without, yeah. Like, there's no way. It's just a big part of our drive a lot of the time, especially during the lockdowns, I think, was knowing what it meant to other people, you know?
Totally.
But, yeah.
Just don't think... If you're walking or you're in the car or whatever you are, we've always been extremely important, and that's the reason why we've always kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, thank you so much for your lovely, lovely ears. We look forward to doing this with you one more time for the 250th live episode.
We'll see you then.
Love you. Bye.